It's time for news from Effingham's most trusted source, 97.9 XFM and KJ Country 102.3.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Sapp. National Weather Service says smoke from Canadian wildfires has spread into the Midwest. Some may be drawn to the surface to degrade air quality to levels that may affect those unusually sensitive to particle pollution, so be mindful of that. And then there's a rain chance pretty much the rest of the week. Late Tuesday night through Friday, we might see scattered thunderstorm activity. We'll double-check all of that for you at the close of our look at news. Currently in Effingham, under sunny skies, we are at 56 degrees. Four people were fatally injured when a car and train collided early Sunday morning. Illinois State Police were called to the scene at 4:21 a.m. along U.S. Route 45 at Shelby County Road 400 North. The location is about 2 miles north of Sigel. A westbound car driven by 19-year-old Wesley Carver of Neoga struck the southbound freight train toward the end of the train. It was a long train, and it was toward the end of the procession of train cars. Lights and gates at the crossing were operating. The three passengers in the car have been identified as 18-year-old Cruz Watts of Effingham, 21-year-old Josiah Coons of Neoga, and 18-year-old Christian Beckler of Sigel. There was no train derailment. There were no injuries on the train. The investigation into the crash has been handled by the Effingham County Coroner's Office, Shelby County Coroner's Office, Heartland Towing, Sigel Fire Protection District, Effingham Fire Department, and Neoga Fire Protection District, along with Illinois State Police. The roadway was reopened at 9:41 yesterday morning. Illinois senators passed a $55 billion state budget late Saturday night, less than 2 hours after state representatives sent it to them. Democrats say this is a tough budget year as lawmakers worry about federal funding. Capital News Illinois reports the spending plan for fiscal 26 increases funding for safety net hospitals and federally qualified clinics in anticipation of Medicaid cuts. The plan also creates a $100 million budget reserve that can be used by the governor for emergencies. While there are no new income or sales taxes, there are tax increases on cigarettes, vaping, and sports betting. The budget now heads to the governor. He says he will sign it. New fiscal year doesn't begin till July 1, so a little leeway to do that signing thing. Also, that $55.2 billion budget increases state spending by $2 billion more than last year, and again includes that $1 billion in tax hikes. State Representative Blaine Wilhire, State Representative Adam Niemerg, State Representative Brad Halbrook, and then all three state senators that represent Effingham County all were opposed to the legislation. Also this morning, information regarding the Dietrich Village Board meeting. They meet this evening. Meeting time is 6:30. That'll take place at Dietrich Village Hall. Additionally, a reminder that the City of Effingham has released the schedule for painting a mural in downtown Effingham. The mural will be painted on the east side of the building at 105 East Jefferson Avenue. And they'll be doing painting work through Thursday of this week, then June 8th through the 14th, June 22nd through the 28th, June 29th through July 5th, July 6th through the 12th, and July 13th through the 17th. Again, the mural will be painted at public parking lot number 7 at Jefferson and 4th. If there's no work on the mural, the spaces will remain open. Also this morning, federal prosecutors are recommending a 12-and-a-half-year prison sentence for convicted former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan. Capital News Illinois reports the feds are also asking the judge to fine the longtime Democratic power broker $1.5 million. After a four-month trial, a jury in February convicted Madigan on 10 of 23 corruption charges, including bribery. The former speaker was acquitted on 7 counts and the jury deadlocked on 6 others. In a lengthy filing Friday, Prosecutors allege Madigan lied on the witness stand when he testified in his own defense earlier this year. They say the long sentence would, quote, deter other public officials from committing similar crimes. We have had coverage on the auction to benefit Shriners Hospitals that took place over the weekend at Charlie Brown Park, in Flora, and the goal was $15,000. The last update we had from Donald Fry regarding the auction is that the total is at $14,000, so he will keep us up to date on whether they hit that $15,000 goal. A bill that seeks to control the rising cost of prescription drugs while also offering financial help for many small independent pharmacies in Illinois cleared the General Assembly Saturday and will be going to the governor. The bill, known as the Prescription Drug Affordability Act, contained in House Bill 1697, would put new regulations and impose new fees on a large but little understood segment of the prescription drug industry, pharmacy benefit managers, or PBMs. Dave Kaler of Peoria, the bill's chief Senate sponsor, said this really restricts the ability of PBMs to extract large amounts of money out of the prescription drug system. PBMs act as a kind of third-party intermediary in the insurance industry who manage prescription drug benefits on behalf of insurance plans. They do that by negotiating prices with drug manufacturers, setting reimbursement rates paid to pharmacies, developing formularies or preferred drug lists, and maintaining pharmacy networks where insured individuals get their prescriptions filled. But they've also come under criticism in recent years for being too closely integrated with some of the nation's largest retail pharmacy chains and for driving up the cost of prescription drugs, often at the expense of smaller, independent community pharmacies. Every year, the Effingham County 40 and 8 present nurses training scholarships to selected Effingham County High School seniors. This year, one student was from Dietrich High School, the other was from St. Anthony High School, and Dietrich senior Brianna Klein and St. Anthony senior Jacqueline Niebergi received their scholarships. The scholarships, which are normally $1,200 over 3 years, but due to a donation from the Effingham County Marine Corps League, the scholarships are now at $3,000. The scholarships are named as memorial scholarships to honor deceased members of the Effingham County 40 and 8. This year, the scholarships were named in honor of Leon Barnes and Burl Boyer. Let's go ahead and take a break. We'll look at deaths and your forecast in 2 minutes.
Now hiring at Evergreen Nursing and Rehab. Full-time LPNs and RNs with new starting rates, hire-on bonuses, shift, and weekend differentials. Also hiring for CNAs, housekeeping, and dietary departments. Part-time positions are also available. Apply at heliahealthcare.com/evergreennursingandrehab. Evergreen, bringing you home.
Red or green? The question that draws a line in the sand for the farming community. Regardless of which side you're on, Effingham County Farm Bureau members can enjoy a discount with John Deere and Case IH. Members can save up to $500 off select Case IH equipment. John Deere offers Farm Bureau members a free Platinum One membership. Not a Farm Bureau member? Give us a call at 342-2103 or visit Illinois Farm Bureau online and join today.
Hello, Jake from Northside Ford. How can we help you? We really mean it. We stock over 300 vehicles to shop from. 3 buildings on one site to service your vehicle quickly. From oil change to new tires or major repairs such as engine or transmission replacement. Also, if your vehicle's dirty or just needs a coat of wax, attention to detail is on site and willing to work with your schedule for full or partial details, including spray and bed liners. Again, Northside Ford is here to help. Just tell us how and when. Thank you from everyone at Northside Ford.
When the time comes that you can't wait to spend your life with the one you love, consult with Weber's Jewelry in Tutalpas about engagement rings and wedding bands. Weber's Jewelry guarantees the highest standards of exquisite settings and gives you the opportunity to handpick your diamond, whether you choose a natural diamond or the new ever-so-popular lab-grown diamonds. When your heart is sure, visit us at Weber's Jewelry on Main Street in Tutalpas.
A A look at deaths on this Monday. Leo Krunagel, 85, of Altamont, died Saturday morning. Funeral arrangements for Leo Krunagel are pending at Gieskeen Funeral Home in Altamont. Joseph Charles Bierman, 85, of Newton, died on Wednesday. Funeral services for Joseph Charles Bierman will be this Thursday at 11 a.m. at St. Thomas Catholic Church in Newton. There will be a visitation from 4 to 7 Wednesday night and from 10 to 11 a.m. Thursday. And that'll all be at St. Thomas Church in Newton, and Crane Funeral Home in Newton is assisting. Marvin E. Higginbotham, 83, of Farina, died on Saturday, May 24th. A visitation for Marvin Higginbotham will be today. That'll be from 5 to 7 this evening at Bauer Funeral Home in Effingham. And then burial will take place at the Brown Cemetery at Edgewood at a later date. Dawn Michelle, or Shelley Murphy, 59, of Toledo, died Thursday morning. A visitation for Shelley Murphy is planned Tuesday morning, tomorrow morning, from 10 to noon. And that'll be at Barclay Funeral Chapel in Toledo. Graveside service will follow at the Toledo Cemetery for Shelley Murphy. Carol F. Banker, 84, of Totopolis, died on Thursday. Funeral services for Carol Banker will be this Wednesday morning at 10:30 at St. Francis of Assisi Catholic Church in Totopolis. Visitation for Carol Banker will be from 4 to 7 on Tuesday evening, followed by a rosary at 7 p.m. Tuesday. That will all be at Johnson Funeral Home in Effingham. Masonic rites and funeral services for 72-year-old David Hollinshead of Totopolis will be today. That'll be at 1 o'clock at Johnson Funeral Home in Effingham. Visitation for David Hollinshead from 11 to 1 today. And a memorial graveside service for Mabel Cowger, 91, of Ingraham, will be today. That will be at 1 o'clock, and that'll be at the Ingraham Cemetery for Mabel Cowger. Here's a look at your forecast today. Sunny skies with a high of 84. Winds starting calm, they'll pick up to 5 to 10 miles an hour over the course of the morning. Tonight, then, partly cloudy, a low of 64. And Tuesday, mostly sunny, a high of 87. And winds gusting close to 30 miles an hour. First mention of rain in the local forecast is Wednesday, but then it's in there every day through Sunday. So we'll keep you up to date. Right now in Effingham, we have bulleted right up the thermometer. Started the morning at 49. Now we're at 56 degrees. That's off a high yesterday of 77. That's local news. I'm Greg Sapp.